Okay, Rabbi Sai Kedarkenu, we're going to go through the sugya in Gittin. But I want to focus on a different point besides for the obvious one. The Gemara starts off with Ashrei Mefachi Tomit. Akamtsu Bakamtsu Chov Yerushalayim. So right away on the first words of the Gemara, everybody's bothered. Hakamtsu b'hakamtsu chov Yerushalayim. Chov Yerushalayim, because there was Sinas Chinam. At most, maybe this is a dugme. It's an example. Right? So l'chayra the svara is noisin. Right? That if you want to give a dugme, you want to give an example of Sinas Chinam, why are you bringing this miser? It's a crazy story with crazy circumstances. This wasn't the dogma that the Beis HaMikdash was chorav. What was nafutz? What did the Batei Knesset, the Batei Midrashos look like? What did the streets look like? Right? A crazy miser. Punkt. Kamsan bar kamsan. Your friend is kamtze, your enemy is bar kamtze. The shlich makes a mistake. Some learn that Yosef and his mashma that was father and son. The Miriamah says it was a taina. It was a taina on kamtze. What was the taina on kamtze? Bar kamtze given the ganze machro, right? Bar kamtze was a troublemaker. So he says the mahal is a whole stickle. Explain the type of the whole Chavashav was Apostle Chavashav. That's what the Maral explains. Maral explains that even forget the people that weren't friends. The friendships, the Maral makes a dimyan. In beginning of Parshas Bolok, it says that Sari Moyov and Sari Midyan went together. So Rashi brings down the Chazal, Kiyadua, they were enemies. Moyov and Midyan were enemies. They got together to go against Klal Yisrael. Meaning, even the Chavashav, that's why the Gemara says that Pirud L'Rishoyim is Toiv Lohem V'Toiv Lohelam. Right? Kinnis L'Sadikim Toiv Lohem V'Toiv Lohelam. Kinnis L'Rishoyim is Ra Lohem V'Ra Lohelam. Because the whole Chavashav is possible. The whole friendship is a possible friendship. The friendship is not for something possible. It's not beside the friends. And that guy's my enemy. The friendship is apostle friendship. So Maral learns that the relationship he had with Kamsa was a pure dika relationship, was able to breed on negativity. Bali machloikes. Bali machloikes. That's how he understands. But however you're going to learn the Maisa here, however you're going to learn the Maisa, and the Gemara goes on, Mamish with a crazy ending. Threw him out, paid for the Suda, he refused to pay for the Suda, he refused to accept money for the Suda, Gansa Suda. That's like I'm a shugin in my say. Why are you giving this as a dogma? When the Gemara talks about Maishno Kamoi, that they had, they were Zeicha to Nisim, the Srachish Lo Nisa. The Gemara says, Maishno Anan, the Loim Srachish Lo Nisa. The Gemara says, Kadmoi, Masri nafshai v'akdushas Hashem. Right? Meaning, the Gemara starts with, imishum tnuyeh. If you're going to tell me Epis, they weren't better than us. The Gemara says, no, we were bekim in more storm than they were bekim the door before. So it can't be because of koyach ha-Torah. So the Gemara says, so why? The Gemara says, kamoi masri nafshai v'akdushas Hashem. The earlier generations, the Gemara then gives a dugme. No masiris nefesh in the other dugme. The one is a dugme, that Chazal will misaka that a woman shouldn't wear a certain type of beged, certain type of garment, a red garment, and a woman went with his garment and they pulled it off her. And Lamaisa, it turned out she was not Jewish. They had to pay her Abba Meizuzi. That's the example of Masri Nafshai Rakdushas Hashem. The Gemara there says, Matun Matun Abba Meizuzi, if he would have waited and checked if she's Jewish or not, he would have saved 400 Zuz. Frek develops. affect the world. Yeah. Why is that example in the Zichus Nefesh? I mean, Zichus the Gemara could have brought the Gemara where they jumped into the fire for Kiddush Hashem. What's the dugma? What's the maila? So they say over Gewaldige Wort from the Birkei Shmuel, from the Baruch Ber, that Baruch Ber said, the Gemara was asking a fundamental question. Why is it that our door doesn't have the Nisim from the door before? What is the door missing? We weren't asking about Yechidim. They weren't asking, Sigivena Rav Chaim Knievsky. We don't have Rav Chaim because they weren't asking that. They were asking the whole door. Ma'ishno Kamoi, that generation had Israchish Lunisa, and our generation doesn't. When the Gemara answers Kadmoi Masri Nafshai, the Gemara wasn't answering Al Tziyochit. The Gemara was saying they lived by Mesiras Nefesh. Says the Birkei Shmuel, that's why the Gemara didn't give an example. Somebody jumped into the fire. Jumped into the fire, the Gemara could have found in their door also. People that jumped into the fire, Al Kiddush Hashem. Could have found that. But the baseline living, day-to-day living, where's the Mesiras Nefesh? The door before, but collapsed with Mesiras Nefesh. We lived. Living with Mesiras Nefesh is the biggest madrega. So Baruch Ber, living with abyssal Mesiras Nefesh always is the biggest madrega. I heard from Rav Gershuni Zatzal, the one who put out the Shittim Mekubetzes in Bavon. Besochim, he was a Talmud of Baruch Ber. He said that Baruch Ber said, Celebin mit Mesiras Nefesh is best if he's starten mit Mesiras Nefesh. You can only die once by Mesiras Nefesh. To live with Mesiras Nefesh. That's a higher madrega. And that's why the Gemara was giving that example, an example, if you want to say a generational madrega, you're not going to pick jumping into a fire. Because that's a yochid. That's a maisa yochid. That's an individual action. And that, the Basroi also had that madrega. Basroi also had people that jumped into the fire for Kiddush Hashem. The Gemara was trying to say, but they lived that way. They lived with Mesiras Nefesh. Like Rabbi Yeruchim, the Mir Mashgiach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, used to say, oh, and I say this always by opinion, Aben, he used to say, Vos pshat the koin est avi Aben, my boy is tvei. What do you want more, five slum or your son? It's kind of a narashi question, right? His father, that question, that was a rhetorical question, a narashi question. Because I'm oisik in chinuch, I used to be only big boys, now it's with all ages, but as I used to say, Bishloim, if he came by the bar mitzvah, and he asked the coin, my boy is tvei, some of the bar mitzvah bochum, we'll give him some coin. But the baby is not, nobody's saying, and the father says, Chovetz ani b'vni. So Rabbi Yeruchim said a gewaldige word. Rabbi Yeruchim said that the coin is asking you a much tiefer question. The coin, why do you want your son? The coin is telling you every day of your life, you're going to have a question. Spend a little more time at work. Hop another deal. Another, or to spend time with your son, to learn Torah with your son. That's going to come every day. How about if somebody asks you, would you give up your life for your kid? Of course. You give him a kidney, you'll give him a piece of your liver, you'll give him a piece. You get any, it's not even a question. The coin doesn't have to ask you. The coin's not asking that question. The coin's telling you, kol yom v'yom. Every day you have to make a decision. What do you want more? What are you going to pick? Are you going to pick Chomish Shloim? What are you going to pick? And the father answers, Chofetz ani b'bni. And every day I'm going to pick my son. Every deal, every moment, Chofetz ani b'bni. That's a loaded question. So this all makes what I'm asking on the sugya here even more shver. Says the Gemara should have given an example, a typical example of Sinas Chinam. The whole chet you have to realize of Sinas Chinam is a difficult chet to understand. They were Isaac in Torah, in Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. That's the Gemara says in Yuma. That this generation, the generation of the Bayis, the Chum Bayis Sheni, they were Isaac in Torah, in Avodah, and Gemilas Chasadim. There was big madregas. The whole Sinas Chinam is a nuance. I remember when I was younger, Bacha, one year Tisha B'Av, I decided I want to throw myself into the sugya of Sinas Chinam. had a very hard time to understand what even, what Isser it was exactly. You look in Rambam, if somebody has a problem with somebody else, you have to tell them. You have a problem. You're not allowed to harbor, you're not allowed to harbor ill feelings. Bifnim. Chazal tells us the godless of the shvatim, v'loyochlu dabo in l'sholot. They weren't echad b'peh v'echad b'lev. Right? So the sinas chinam here, especially where the Gemara seems to be saying, it wasn't in hiding. Kamtza bar Kamtza wasn't in hiding, but kibbutz, this was, Kamtza knew where he stands and bar Kamtza knew where he stands. So they weren't over l'sista z'chicha b'lvavech. So if I were to ask you, exactly, sinas chinam, what exactly, show me in the psukim, in Shulchan Aruch, what chet exactly is it? It's hard to be mavar exactly what it is. Yeah. But they were oisik b'toyra b'avoyed b'gnus chasodim, and l'choyri they weren't oivu l'sistas achicha b'vavech. So it's a nuance. The nuance. And that nuance, obviously, was nafutz. The dor suffered from that chet. The dor suffered from that chet. So why are you giving me an example? That's not normal. Zikha, the dor, didn't suffer from kamsa bar kamsa. That doesn't give an and who was bar kamsa? Amenuvul shebimenuvol. I remember, I heard from Shlomo Zalman Auerbach, Zecher Tzadik Levracha, one year on Tisha B'Av. He said that, what's taka pshata the chachomim were by the Sudan? What, how did it end? The Gemara says, Omar, if the nakte biyode, he threw him out. He offered to pay for his portion, he offered to pay for half the Sudan, the Gansel Sudan. Threw him out. So he said, Hoyul v'yasvi rabonim v'olim hichubay. Shema minoko nichelo. That was Bar Kamsa's conclusion. Since the Chachomim are here and they're quiet, Shmami no Nichlu, the Beseder, they're okay with it. Memele, he's going to destroy everybody. Ezu Eichel Bukyutz. So Shlomo Zalman said that it's Ken's Gans Fine Zayin. It could very well be that the Chachomim knew who Bar Kamsa is. He's a Menuvel. Which the story proves that. The story proves that he was a maneuver. Look what he did. A maneuver. He didn't hire a mafia to kill the Baal HaSudah. He didn't do that. He went to destroy the Beis HaMikdash to kill out Klal Yisrael. He's a maneuver. Safe, he was a maneuver. So Shlomo Zalman said, it's Ken Zayin. Again, everything in this sugya is almost Ken Zayin. It could be we're trying to understand the story. It's Ken Zayin that the Chachamim held. He was a maneuver. He's not a maneuver. And Oichich Sofiat Chiloso, you see the end, what kind of maneuver he was. He's from the biggest maneuverolim. So they want Moicha. Moicha. A Moicha is a. Without a dintari, you kill him. Right? Because he was a moiser. Okay, you could say he wasn't yet a moiser. But you see what he evolved, you see what he did here. Yeah? So the whole Gansa Meiser here, such a specific individualized story, why would Rav Yochanan say, Akamsu Vakamsu Chor Beis HaMikdash? Even if we'll somehow understand the story, how could that be that's the clincher. From there came the chum. But I want to focus more on the sikkum of the sugya. Because the sikkum of the sugya makes it even more difficult. And maybe that will give us a better understanding at the beginning of the sugya. Shlomo Zalman said, from here you see God will abut the busha for another yid. The busha that you have to worry about another yid, this week's parasha dvarim, Moshe Rabbeinu, even when he's talking about the chet ha'egel, Ram is it, Rashi says, not to say gnusim shol Yisrael, right? How you have to be makpid. Shlomo Zalman always used to chazer over, always. I said over a couple of weeks ago, Maisa. This Maisa happened when I was in Eretz Yisrael. I remember the Maisa, Al Bocher, that there were different Bochum and Kol Torah. I used to go once a week, and Shlomo Zalman used to give shiurim to the tzibur. There were different Bochum and Kol Torah that used to be zoiche to drive Rav Shlomo Zalman home. Back from Kol Torah to Shari Chesed, where Shlomo Zalman lived. It was unbelievable schus. I remember once after a shiur, a guy paying another bacha a big sum of money to get the schus. It was his turn. And this bacha, he wanted to speak to Shlomo Zalman in learning. And he said, I want to take him. He said, it's my turn. He gave him kesef mo for a bacha. It was a very big, it was viewed as a schus. I didn't have access to a car, otherwise I would have fought for it also. It was a schus gadol to drive a Shlomo Zalman home. It was a schus gadol. There were a couple of Yungalite, and it was a rotation. Anyway, the maisa happened while I was in Eretz Yisrael, that Rav Shlomo Zalman, after they would drop off Rav Shlomo Zalman, so another couple of Yungalite came along, who lived in Yerushalayim, Nofetz in Yerushalayim. Versteht sich, the first stop, called Torah, Rav Shlomo Zalman's house. And then you drive around, the school bus goes around to drop off the couple of Yungalites. This one week, the guy, Rav Shlomo Zalman, comes into the car. He says, this week I have something, I need something. Drop off everybody first. Wherever the Rosh Yeshiva is going, we're going to take you first. Doesn't matter where you have to go. He said, no. So it's a very far thing, we'll have to go. This week, you're gonna drop me off last. Okay? Anyway, everybody was uncomfortable for Shteitzach. Everybody got dropped off. Come to Shlomo Zalman's, as soon as the last guy gets out, Shlomo Zalman gave this guy a schmooze about driving like he never got in his life. He told him, a car, it's Mamish Ritzich. You're driving Mamish, you're Mesakin, it's a Rabbin. Mamish Ritzich, I'm Angizetz. And then he took him home. He said, Rashid, I thought Rashid had to go somewhere. He said, hey, this I have to give you. He said, so why didn't Rashid just give it to me? He says, Ich soll euch geben Musa? Bifnei Am Veeder? With Am Veeder, a couple other younger light in the car? He spent 45 minutes driving around like a cheder yingle driving around Yerushalayim. So he shouldn't tell the driver in front of the other people. He said, hey, driving fast, he's not telling him he's a soiter. I mean, he's saying, giving him musam. If it was me, I don't even have a hava mina, shem hava mina. If it was me, I would have done 100%, right? I probably would have been in my own head rationalized that fakelt. The Andrews on Ezel, he should be embarrassed. The Andrews on Leich for Cholam Yishmu Vigro, and I would have said, "I've arrived in the Gemara Makis, Boyach Rosa, Harugay Bezin Boyach Rosa." So you have Shlomo Zalman. So we questioned Rav Shlomo Zalman after this. The Oilam questioned the Oilam that knew questioned Rav Shlomo Zalman about this whole idea of how far he goes. He said he always brought down the Chazal by Bilam. That the reason why the behemoth was killed was because it would be a bizoyin to Bilam. Hatamaisa. That this is thus the behemoth was it. Meretach Bilam. And then he always said, if you look in Shulchan Aruch, Hilchos Shabbos, Simin Shin Lamites, it's put down. I can't, now it's still Tisha, but we're not going to go through the pratim of the sugya by getting married Erev Shabbos. It's all kinds of shaylos about getting married Erev Shabbos. The Mishabura says that all kinds of kilkulim could come out. He says, so you should not get married, for sure not Friday afternoon. Friday morning, Memela, Friday afternoon. Because he says, the Mishabura says, all kinds of kilkulim come out. Even Daenerys. Mishabura says he saw, they once went to Achupa, it was Ben Hashmoshes, they're holding Daenerys, like that's Ma'akev the Chasana. Ma'akev Daenerys. See, Mishabura says, Mamlets, you shouldn't do it. Zichron Shabbos, you're not allowed to do Nisuin. Right? Forget Kiddushin, even Nisuin. The Ramah makes one Yotze min HaKlal. Look at the Ramah in Shin Lamedtes. The Ramah says that if they already came to the Chasam, and there was a shtickle argument, like a ksuv with Leirami Leitigra, and it schlepped until Shabbos already came in. Zok the Ramah, you make Nisuin. B'Shabbos. Kidei Shalei Levayish Es HaChos Nesakala. Unbelievable. Be a Bizoyan. Everybody came for the Chasana, sign up Bizoyan. Meretach Hilcha Shabbos. Right? We're not talking about Isra Skila, but Meretach Hilcha Shabbos. And still and all, the Biyush. So Rosh Shlomo Zalman, Zecher Tzadik L'Vrocha, that was always his go-to. He would say, the Ganze Maisa from Kamsa Var Kamsas, the Indian from Biyush, no matter who Bar Kamsa was, Biyush is a Shrek L'Chazach. Biyush is a Shrek L'Chazach. But look at the end of the sugya. The end of the sugya is, he brings a korban. Right, Bar Kamsa convinces the keser to send a korban. He brings a korban. And he makes over there a mum. The Lididan Havi Mumo, the Tuloy Havi Mumo. Machlokes in the Gemara was Deikin Shabayin, was Niv Shabbos Sayin. But either way, it wasn't a Mechus Ever. So the Goyim themselves would be makrif such a korban. We would not. So that was the chap. That was Bar Kamsa's chap. That the keser won't accept that this animal is a Baal Mum. And that was his answer. Why the eye and the Yisrael Hope, and I hope next year we won't have to learn the sugya al Chum, we can learn it al Besosin and Besimcha the sugya. So maybe I'll go into a little bit what's the Indian of Nivs Fasayim and Doik and Shabayim. That's also big Kreisa Teira of them. Why punk those areas? But Lamaisa, there was a shadow what to do. Right? So there were three options. One option is to say, I'm sorry, Kol Tov, which is what they did. I'm sorry, Kol Tov, we can't be Makav the Korban, Kol Tov. The other option is to be Makav the Korban anyway. Makav the Korban anyway. Shalom Malchus. Weiss the Chos, the Chachomim, was egal. The other Chachomim held that way. They should be Makav the Korban. Zachariah ben Avkula said no. Yoimu b'amum korban mizbeach. No. But it's interesting that Chazal have a taina on v'senusay shel Zachariah ben Avkula. So they said, okay. So don't be makrif. So kill him. Kill Bar Kamsa. That way it won't get back what happened. They kill him. So the Gemara, Sovra Bona on the Kuvay Mishim Shalom Achaz. Chayim Bali Mum Chayv Lim Zbeach. No. Sovra Lemikdalei. The Loi Lezel, the Lema. Omul Ab Schari Yoimu Matul Mum Bekoshim Yehark. Hey, Tocha. It's going to come out of Ivus and Alocha. And the Mela, they didn't kill him. They said they'd say goodbye. He went back to the Kesar and the rest. Nabuch. Whatever happened. Yeah. So, Rabbi Yosef Gurvitz, Zecher Tzadik L'Vrocha, the gates of the Rosh Hashiva, he brings down B'Shem Reb Chatzkel Abramsky. Reb Chatzkel Abramsky says, I don't understand the Gemara. If I say this, the Gemara. The Gemara starts off, Sovel Kuvay Mishum Sholom Achos. He didn't. So the Mikdalei Zev Zchari says no. The end, what's the Gemara have a taina? On Rabbi Yochanan, on the Sanusoi, Shel Zchari ben Avkulis, Hechrivas, Beisein, and the surface of the unbelievable Gemara. The end of the Gemara seems to be pointing at Rabbi Zchari. That's the conclusion of the Sugya. That's what I want to talk about today. The Sikkum of the Sugya. In previous years, we spent a lot of time trying to understand the concept of Kamsa Chelek. now you're pointing the finger at Zachariah? Zachariah ben Abkulis. And the Sanusa, after all, why do we call it Anva Sanusa? There's a Gavaldic Tshuva Nigris Moshe, the first Chelik Yeridea. This is the earlier days. That Tshuva is very nice. You can't look at it at Tisha B'Av, it's a very fakeltis. But Moshe's Tshuva is Spitz Tshuva that you can't learn Tisha B'Av, because it's Mesam Chilev. I'm all I see about, I think in my head, this I could learn at Tisha B'Av. this is Shvach enough, I could learn it on Tisha B'Av. Yeah. Rabbi Yankov always, that was the measuring sticks. He had two measuring sticks. If the svar was a good svar, he would say, oh, if them come and machal abrichas atera, on this you can make it won't be a brachal of atola. Because he always used to say by bar mitzvah, there was always a tumult. How could a bar mitzvah bachal give his drosh? He just became a gadol. He made the avarabah when he was a cotton. He made the brichas atera when he was a cotton. So Yankov said, "No, asach zan the nishnich shul in them. The way they understand the bar mitzvah shetel is not a problem. It's not Torah before brichas atera." He said, "Befrat I mezoktes in Yiddish." He did not like a bar mitzvah boy who doesn't know Yiddish. If he knows Yiddish, beautiful. But a bar mitzvah boy who doesn't know Yiddish, they would just puppet it to him. So he would then say, "State milchas chinuch." He doesn't know what state means. He doesn't know what in means. He knows what milchas chinuch means, but that's about it. So he didn't like that. He wanted the bar mitzvah to understand what he's saying. His other gauge was, "Thus came in shlon and tishba." It's good enough. He came in tishba. So lemaisa that igros moishe in Yerideya kuf aleph chelik aleph kuf aleph. He's writing back to very choshev rov. And that Rav is nitpicking Rav Moshe's psak. But then, and there's a choshev yid, the Rav, very choshev yid. And then he's asking Rav Moshe, there's an early tshuva from the early days. And then he's sort of asking Rav Moshe in a very bakovetic way, "Who are you to be such a machadish in halacha? You say these, you know, how are you samech on your own svaros so much?" And Rav Moshe writes over there, "Uma shekvoyte rosa," this day you're asking me about that. He says, "Chas v'shon that there should be a gvul v'keitz l'teresenu ha'gdosh." He says, "What do you think, it's over? That's it? Kiveger? We can't say any chidusha? Chas v'shon." He says, "You have to have ois, you have to have strength, and to be mechadish chidusha Torah." And he quotes this gemara in Gittin, "Avosanusa shel zchar yechriva beis mikdashen." In the tshuva there, he quotes this gemara, basically saying, Rav Moshe, with all of his anivas, he said, "You're not going to make me into anav in halacha." Mamash quotes this gemara. But everybody asks, what was the anivas here? What was the anivas of Zchariah? And the Sanusa, so Rashi says, Shaloi Hargo, that he didn't kill him. He didn't kill him. Ander Elan and Anders. What was exactly the anivas of Zchariah? What was the anivas? Matzchayas has an interesting pshat, which is along the lines of Rav Moshe. He pushes felt he's not big enough to make such a hero to kill him. The Chidah is a very interesting pshat. The Chidah says that the halacha is by a bezdin maschilin min atzad. By dinei nefoshes maschilin min atzad, because the people on the Bezdin are going to be afraid to argue with the Gadol of the Bezdin. So they start with the low level. They start with the low level dying. And you could end with Dvorav Shel Gadol. But you don't start with the Gadol. Says the Chidah in his Sefer Rosh David. The Chidah says, Zchariah said his opinion right away. They can't kill him. He held that he's Minatzat. That was Anva Sanusa. As I said, the Chidah. And the Sanusa Shel Zchariah was that he held himself that he's Minatzat. And once he gave his opinion, nobody wanted to argue. So that was, they would have argued with him. We would have argued. As I said, Fechter Pchatzkel asked Pchatzkel Abramsky, Weiss the Chois from the Sugis Hashas, that his opinion not to be maker of the carbon was okay. Meaning, his Yomru, Yomru, they will say that a Baal Mum is Korv al Gabi Mizbeach, that's a good taina. Freke Pchatzkel, again, this Rabbi is of Gurvitz, is bringing down B'Shem of Pchatzkel. Ask the Pchatzkel Abramsky, he says, I don't understand. Pikuach Nefesh! Pikuach Nefesh! Yomru! Tzutzachto! Pchatzkel Abramsky says a scary answer. He says that to manipulate Torah, to manipulate the Messiah of Torah, is doicha pikuach nefesh. Could you imagine? Doicha pikuach nefesh. If there was a chash that there was going to be a kilkul in the Messiah of the Torah, as dem gezogevon, there's no din pikuach nefesh doicha. Meaning, that's what you see from this sugya. There's other, could be other riots from sugyas in Megillah and other places. That, because we see that the Rishayim talk about Nosna Kodesh Baruch Hu Belev Kol Echad Echad of the Chachamim to write something different when they asked them to be Metargim the Torah. But the obvious question is, we know that the Gemara says Klar and Gittin and Yuma, Klar, that it was Sinas Chinam. So however we understand this difficulty of Anvasanusai, however we understand the difficulty of Anvasanusai shall Shayib and Afkulis, and Rabu Hatirutzim, what does it mean? Right? Why are we blaming him for the Chum? The Churban was given Sinas Chinam. The Churban was, you could say, had to do with the story of Kamsa Bakamsa. That makes sense. Akamsu bar kamsa. But the end of the sugya changes the whole vault. The end of the sugya says no. Anvasanusa shall shayib and al kulis. What's up, shayib? How do we understand this? So I want to share with the oilim a yalkut shemayni. And I think that this will give us a much more clarity. The Yalkut Shemayni is here in Parshas Toldos. When Yitzchak Avinu gives the brachas to Yaakov Avinu, and Esav cries, he says, Bucheni, Bucheni Gamoni Ovi. And finally, Esav Mamish cries, he prevails. Prevails. Chazal say that two tears came out, and one tear stayed in Esav's eye. It welled up in his eyes, but it didn't come out. And that last tear, Chazal say, is the golus that we're in now. Golus Edom is from that tear. I once heard a gevaldik pshat from Rav Shach Zatzal. Could I hear it? Rav Shach Zatzal said, he said, what's takap pshat? The tear that came out was a bigger tear. So Chazal say the first tear, and the third tear stayed in his eye, and that tear is the tear of Golus Edom. The longest Golus that we have is from that tear. So listen to what a Litvisher Rosh Yeshiva said, Avarim Avort, to explain why that is. Why was it that tear? That. So here, Rav Shach had a whole arichas in Imoseim Shal Tzadikim Mesapkis Mayim Umozim to the Roitzchim, right? That the mothers of the Kohanim Gedolim used to give the Roitzchim Mayim Umozim. They brought them chocolate chips and then hot cocoa. Kidei Shalei Yispalu Al B'neim Sheyemus. Because every Roitzeich, his whole tikva to leave is that the Kohen Gadol should die, right? So Rav Shach used to say, "Zeh mistome gat at tefillah biyuchadik at tefillah shel kohen gadol misas kohen gadol tefillah al misas kohen gadol art scroll." You know what I mean? The new edition art scroll, right? The sitter for the Arei Miklat. They may even have the mitzudas with the tight shazay perfectly. Tefillah al misas ritzach. That was the whole ritzach's hope of ever leaving the Arei Miklat is the kohen gadol line. Fek Rav Shach abom bekasha. So the mother of the Kohen Gadol comes to Lori Miklos. She comes with her cane. She comes in. She says, "Here, I baked for you chocolate chip cookies. And there's some hot cocoa." Now he's not going to daven anymore.
Now he wants to stay in the Ohel Miklat.
Listen to a word from Rav Shach. It's so appropriate for Tisha B'Av to understand what it means to ask. Rav Shach brought down the Yerushalmi and Makkos. The Yerushalmi and Makkos asked the same kasha the Bavli asked. Kill Aschina Moitovai. Who's the Ritzach to daven that the Kohen Gadol shouldn't die? So the Bavli gives a reason. Shayel Mospalah. The Yerushalmi says as follows. A couple of words. Itim Hein Letfila. That's the lashon of the Yerushalmi. Sometimes a tefillah could prevail. You don't want to have a yid davening that you should die. Eat the main with tefillah. So Rav Shach said such a powerful idea. He said, eat the main with tefillah doesn't just mean grada. Eat the main with tefillah means sometimes the tefillah is done so wholesomely, so whole, that it could prevail beyond seichel. When the Ritzeach is in the Ori Miklot, his whole neshama, he misses his wife, his tshuva, hafti as ishti as bonai, he misses his family, he misses his wife, his whole neshama is in that tefillah. That tefillah al misses kohen gadol zoktem et ganze kishkes. And maybe you have to worry about such a tefillah. Zokt Rav Shach, listen to this chab, comes the mother of kohen gadol, the alter Rebbetzin, she comes to Ori Miklot every Sunday with a box of cookies and hot cocoa. She gives the Ritzeach. Zogt Rav Shach, now, when the Ritzeach is davening, he's still davening, Kohen Gadol should die. But he's thinking of what's the time with the mama? No, they should tell him. Is the tefillah shein nishkan? Is that amazing? The tefillah already is not the same. The mother of the Kohen Gadol knows that she's not going to be able to get this guy to stop davening that her son should die. But she'll distract him. She'll distract him. You know how it is when you're davening Shmoneh Esrei with your phone. Does he constantly shutting it off? You know, it's but I'm not about the people that take it out and look. Take it out, look. Send back. I'll cover our breeze. But even if you don't take it out, you just keep it there. But you like this. Even if you don't touch it. But you know it's ringing. So now you have a choice. You could have it a little quicker, you'll get the message a couple seconds early. Zot Rav Shach, once you're distracted, it's a different tefillah. The mother of the Kohen Gadol is trying to affect that the tefillah shouldn't be b'cholev. It should be something missing. And that's enough. That takes the sakana of a whole tefillah against her son. And that could be what Chazal mean when they say we're in Golos. HaKadosh Baruch Hu says we're in Golos until we say, Hashem, please build a Beis HaMikdash. We say it every day. We say it every day. All three tefillahs we say. B'nei Veischo. Yishlai Miyucho. Yiskadol Yiskadol. Agansa Togzokman. The Teretz says we're distracted. If we would really, Kiyish Echot. I see it's Taka 145. And I was just about now to start the shir. So I'll have to be put off for now.